This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
These are the new leads.
Now look, I need the leads.
These are the Glengarry leads.
Two lead cards for tonight, two lead cards for tomorrow.
Why give him the good leads?
He's got the leads.
He's got the leads. He's got the good leads.
The whole thing is the leads.
They stole the Glengarry leads.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
Time for the leads. And you heard us talk about this a little bit earlier. The one exciting college football game yesterday of sixth-ranked Ole Miss taking down number 3 Georgia 39-34 in the Sugar Bowl in a game in which in the fourth quarter Georgia had some just colossal brain-dead plays, one of which put them down 10 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They need the rest of the quarter to finally come back, get the game tied, but they left a minute on the clock. Ole Miss comes down, gets themselves a field goal, 47-yard field goal to take the lead. Then Ole Miss does something dumb where they forget they've got to touch a kickoff. And that gave Georgia one last play. We played it earlier. And it was an absolute Travis Shan mockery of play that wound up resulting in a team safety as Georgia was flagged for a penalty on that play as well. 39-34, Ole Miss takes down, what has been a perennial powerhouse in the Georgia Bulldogs.
Have they been? I mean, if you're Ole Miss, I'm pretty sure they went into this thinking, or with the mentality of it's us against the world, especially with Lane Kiffin just leaving or them not wanting him back after him taking the LSU job. So for them to go ahead and win this game, I had Georgia winning, right? I don't know if you did, but.
Well, without Lane Kiffin, you've got, Charlie Weiss Jr. running the team.
Junior.
You've got five or six other offensive assistants, quote, on loan.
Yeah, they're leaving too.
To Ole Miss, and clearly everybody, included the coaches and the school, thought they were going to lose because, well, they did not have a plan in place of, well, what happens if we win?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now...
Now you advance.
you have this situation where they don't know what assistants that were on loan to them for this game will stay on loan to them for the next game.
NCAA football, man. You got to love it.
And, you know, Kiffin and LSU want the coaches to leave.
Yeah.
The coaches are pushing back like, no, we want to finish the job.
Yeah.
How, you know, this is why, you know, when the whole thing was coming out with Lane Kiffin being courted by LSU in Florida, and I said, you know what? Kiffin should take this, get himself the biggest extension he could get from Ole Miss. You've got a team that could potentially win a national title.
Yeah.
Instead, he bolts for the greenbacks in Louisiana,
yeah,
where everybody from the governor to the team janitor thinks they know how to run the team better than you do. you take all these offensive assistants that you told them, hey, look, either you're on the bus or the plane today, or see ya. So they all get on the bus. But then it's, wait, we don't have any coaches?
Yeah.
So here they are, and, you know, you've got Charlie Weiss Jr., who's was the offensive coordinator, and now he's the acting head coach. You got Joe Cox, who's tight ends coach. George McDonald's the wide receivers coach. Kevin Smith's the running backs coach. They've all signed contracts at LSU. The transfer portal opens Friday. Which I believe is next Friday because this article was written today.
Okay,
so I'm
going
to say next Friday.
Next Friday.
And Ole Miss has no idea what coaches they will or won't have, and they play the Miami Hurricanes in 6 days.
Talk about a mess. That's college football right now. It is just a mess. It really is. And this whole ordeal with Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, the coaching staff, it just highlights all of that. It's ridiculous.
Locally, Texas Tech embarrassed itself in the CFP, much like their in-state, I wouldn't say rival anymore, once upon a time rival, Texas A&M. Texas Tech, which entered the CFP as the 4 seed, they got they butt whooped by Oregon 23-0 in the Orange Bowl. They barely had 210 yards of total offense, whereas Dante Moore threw for 234 just on his own for Oregon. And Baron Morton of Texas Tech charged with minus 32 yards rushing because of how they calculate sacks in college football. Yeah. Really stupid. But 18 of 32 passing for a 137 and two INTs. He also lost a fumble. Cameron Dickey lost a fumble. 4 turnovers. Texas Tech apparently decided they weren't showing up.
They had the ball for 22 minutes. I mean, showing up, not showing up would be an understatement here. I mean, they didn't even wake up.
You know,
they barely woke up for this game.
You said they had the ball for 22 minutes.
22 minutes.
You know, in New York, there used to be a news station called 1010 Wins. And their tagline was, give us 22 minutes. We'll give you the world.
Well, Texas Tech failed at that.
They gave us a donut.
They couldn't even give you 3 points. Hell, they couldn't even give you a safety.
An absolute Travis Sham mockery of an appearance by Texas Tech. Yeah, and then the game that signaled college football Armageddon. The Indiana Hoosiers stomped a mud hole in Alabama and walked it dry.
BTA.
38-3. This was not a halftime basketball score.
No.
This was football.
No. I was wrong.
And they absolutely bludgeoned Alabama.
Gave him a spanking.
It was more than that.
It was a whooping. Michael Irvin pulled out his belt for this one, too.
Yes, Irvin was acting a fool on the side. He always is, but he was enjoying it.
You know, sometimes it's entertaining when guys act a fool, and sometimes it's just annoying. Michael Irvin's entertaining.
The Miami game, yeah.
Michael Irvin's entertaining. Take out that belt. You know, it's not like he's taking out a switch and hitting his 4-year-old. That'd be Adrian Peterson. But
I give AP a break.
Alabama had 17 carries for 23 yards.
To be fair, their run game has been atrocious all season long.
But 23 yards
against
a basketball school. This is football Armageddon. The preeminent college football program of the last 20 years got mudhole stomped by a basketball school.
And that wasn't just one guy carrying the ball. That was multiple carriers, like four or five different guys carrying the ball.
Ty Simpson, you get nothing. Daniel Hill, zip, zilch, nada. Kevin Riley, just go back to the bench.
And that makes it even worse. That you had multiple rushers combined for 17 carries, and all they got you were 23 freaking yards.
You want to know what's crazy?
What?
And this might just be an awakening for, like, Oklahoma or just the SEC in general. Bama beat Oklahoma pretty convincingly. I think we could all say that right now. Bama only ran for 28 yards against Oklahoma. 28 yards. I think they ran for -2 against Georgia in the SEC championship game. Their run game this year has been awful.
I think when I say football Armageddon,
yeah,
Indiana handled Ohio State and just brutalized Alabama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The
Hoosiers.
They look like they're going to go undefeated and win a title.
This is a basketball school.
Indiana.
Let's just be honest. This is a basketball school. I mean, it's a basketball state. Indiana is known for hoops. The Hoosiers, they're known for hoops. And now they're essentially on their way to maybe dominating college football. I mean, it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right.
Would you like to know the last time Indiana won a college football national championship?
Oh, a national? Oh.
19, never.
Yeah.
They have never.
Sounds about right.
Won a national championship. They have never been awarded. They've never even tried to claim one. In fact, this this year was only the third time in the history of the program they won the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And the first time since they shared it in 1967. Even I wasn't born in 1967.
And neither was I, sir.
And as my kids think, I'm carbon datable.
You said 67?
1967.
Wait, yes, thanks, Mitch. My mother was 8 years old. Or no, I'm sorry, 6 years old in 67. That's a long time ago.
I wasn't even an itch.
That's a long time ago.
And
wow.
And as everyone here is happy to tell you, I'm quite old.
They're happy to come on.
The four finalists, I mean, it's going to be something new that we haven't seen in years. Oregon, never. Miami, 2001. Ole Miss, 62. And Indiana, never. So,
I mean, but Oregon's been in the mix for quite a while. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
As far as winning national championships, no. But they've
They're
been
like
in
the Gonzaga of,
yeah,
you know.
Kind of, yeah. At least being in the mix. But yeah, This is uncharted territory for college football.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. And I'm what's crazy is that fans are probably going to complain just like they do in college basketball when they're like, "Oh, they want the upsets," but when it gets down to the Final Four, they're like, "Man, where's Duke?
We love to complain.
Where's North Carolina? Where's Kansas? Where's whatever?"
We love to complain. It's what we do.
Oh yeah.
And complain about everything.
All right. Now finally the bowl game that could be considered the most ZFG bowl game that there is. For those of you who don't know what ZFG means, Z means zero, G means given.
Yeah.
You could figure out what the other letter stands for. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. We disrespect our armed forces in this country so badly. 6-6 Texas State against 5-7 Rice.
Wait, 5-7 and you're in a bowl game?
They got a waiver because what? So many teams opted out of going to bowl games.
Oh my God.
There were not enough qualified teams. You don't win six games to be bowl eligible. There were not enough qualified FBS teams to go to bowl games.
Wait a minute. How many programs are in FBS? 100 and how many? 130?
And half of them had six wins and half of them didn't. And a bunch of them decided that they were not going to play in any bowl games. And the trickle-down effect is 5-7 Rice.
Wow.
Who's going to get stomped by Texas State.
Crazy.
And if Nate Griffin heard that segment, he is absolutely going to be on my phone blasting me in a second about disrespecting the Rice Owls. Disrespecting the Rice Owls, who are 5-7 and in a bowl game. Let's talk about the real disrespect here.
That's
number
crazy.
One, we've got two trash teams in the Armed Forces Bowl. The Armed Forces Bowl needs to be taken a little bit more seriously than
a little
that.
Bit.
Number two, teams that choose not to go to bowl games of their own volition, unless it's because injuries and the transfer portal have knocked you down to less than 45 players.
Yeah.
Or you have some medical emergency that has your entire team in quarantine. If you willingly choose not to go to a bowl game, you should be bowl ineligible for the next two seasons.
I'm with you there. Again, that's just something catastrophic happened to your team. Why are you passing? I don't care what bowl game it is. Now, I'm someone that thinks there's way too many bowl games, but if you're invited to a bowl game, go to the bowl game if you got the players. Go to the bowl game.
There was a team that only had 17 players left after.
I get that. You don't have enough.
They don't have enough players. But outside of that, look at you, Notre Dame. Outside of that, if yes. you willingly pass on a bowl game because you're just butthurt,
yeah.
no bowls, 2 years. If you are going to go to the CFP the next year,
And how about this? If you think you should have been in a better bowl game, how about this? Win more games.
Yeah, don't suck.
Win more games, you'll be invited to a better bowl game. How about that?
Don't suck. All right, coming up next, are the Rockets nationally a non-story? Get into it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.